This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. The world is a big, stupid place.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
And they're here to make fun of it. This is The Nate Darling Show. Now, here's Nate and the gang.
That's right. Jason Casey is here.
Hello.
Kareem Daniels is here.
Good afternoon.
And a blast from the past, Mel Gelbart is back. Hello, Mel.
Oh, hello.
We just passed the five-year anniversary of the show, and one of the original hosts is back in the house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Yeah, the tagline on the website was a funny podcast since 2011, which I thought was a little... I'm like, you know, when I started it, I put it up, I'm like, well, this sounds like I'm an a-hole. Because, you know, it's like December of 2011, it's January of 2012, but now we're 5 years later, and it seems like it makes perfect sense.
Totally. You get credit now.
Yeah, managed to keep this thing on the internet for 5 years, so that's pretty good.
I feel really outnumbered in this room. A lot of dudes.
Oh, I thought it was because you're the only Jew.
Also true.
That's true. Wow. Coming up on the show today, women like it smooth. It's true, and now there's research to back it up.
Okay.
Plus, that's the wrong Hamilton. And radio nut job Alex Jones is worried about Donald Trump.
What? Wait, what?
Yes, radio nut job Alex Jones.
All right. Jones, if Jones is worried, we should all be worried.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know. He worries about a lot of things that don't concern me at all.
Well, I mean, but in that circle.
About right? Donald Trump, yeah.
Yeah.
We probably don't need him to tell us, but yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it's going to be. All right, but first off, welcome, Mel. Of course,
thanks.
Good to see you again.
It's good to see you guys.
Yeah, you've been sort of scarce. What have you been up to?
I went to a bar mitzvah.
Oh, mazel tov.
Thanks. It was really fun.
L'chaim.
Sure.
Did you get to keep the foreskin?
Wrong.
Oh, sorry. That's a bris.
That's a bris.
Ah.
This was the becoming of a man. A young boy I've known since birth. I was actually in the hospital when he was born, and
so you were there for the bris.
I was not there for the bris. They don't usually do it
away. That's right. They don't do it
in
the hospital.
We don't do it like the Christians, right?
Yeah. Why would you do a surgical procedure on your reproductive organs in a hospital?
We don't even do it with like a doctor. We have a moil who's just some random Jew that somebody blessed, I guess, to be able to do it.
Has a very sharp knife.
Yeah, a sharp knife. We get the baby drunk on a little wine and go to town.
This is one of the times I'm glad I'm not a Jew.
Oh, there's so many more.
Yeah.
You want to convert? That's a whole nother story.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sammy Davis Jr. did it, so you could.
One of my friends did, and she still gets sideways looks when she goes to the synagogue.
Women have it so much easier because a guy, even if you're circumcised, you have to be recircumcised, which means they have to get a drop of blood from the head of your penis.
Oh, no.
So there's that. I will never have a Jewish wedding. Yeah. Paul's made it abundantly clear that he won't be converting.
Pretty much, yeah.
I came really close to breaking the rule, right, when she said that.
It only matters really for you, though. I mean, the fact that you're Jewish.
Yes.
You get the idea.
One of the chiropractors I used to work for, he said his first wife converted, and he was like, "Who asked you?"
My brother made his wife convert. He said he wouldn't marry her unless she did. So now she's an Asian Jew.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. Right. What Asian persuasion?
She's Cambodian.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I think.
You think?
I'm not really sure.
Well, she's only your sister-in-law. Why would you know these things?
Well, like, one of her parents is definitely Cambodian, but I'm not sure if they both are. So she may be multiracial.
Does she have booty?
No.
Yeah, one of her parents isn't. Isn't Cambodian?
I love how Kareem knows a little bit about
just
everything.
Just enough about booty.
Yeah, it's true. Got it.
You could be a member of the New Day, Kareem.
It
is it. What have you been up to this week, Jason? Did you have a good fourth?
Yeah, well, I was a very relaxed fourth. My lady's out of town, and I got a couple of invites of places to go, but I just was like, I'm going to enjoy this me time, which is very limited in how often I will get just to be able to sit around the house and do things that a grown man shouldn't do anymore.
So running around in your underwear and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Like almost like Tom Cruise in Risky Business, without Rebecca De Mornay.
Eating frosting for breakfast?
Whatever, yeah. Nice. Definitely ate stuff that Chris would not have approved of.
Sounds good.
As long as it was food, you're all set.
Yeah, but if I told her that now that I've kind of admitted that I've ate other things, but if she knew that I ate Jack in a Box for three meals, she'd be very upset.
Good for you.
Yeah, you got to take that where you can get it.
Well, right, because it's not going to happen in a few more months.
That's true. Again. We know that. Kareem, did you have a good fourth?
Since normally I don't really celebrate the fourth, I go places because my girlfriend wants to go.
Sure.
And so
I'm being very liberal with that today.
I guess.
And yeah, that kind of was one. So I went to our friend Scott and Sue's house, and I like them. It's another mixed couple, so you know. And
they're okay.
I like
and
them.
He cooks really well.
Do we always have to get that caveat? Because there's many friends you don't.
Oh,
like.
He's the black
he's
guy.
A black
okay.
guy. So he cooks really well. So
what, a black guy and a white woman? That is unheard of.
I can't believe it. See, but I did get called un-American by a white guy from Minnesota.
What?
Yes. Why?
What were you doing to besmirch our great land?
I was explaining to him how we didn't have the same rights and opportunities.
Okay, yeah. I want to talk more about that later. There's a couple things that have made me really angry lately as far as that
stuff.
Oh,
well, that'll be coming up on the Monday show then.
Yeah.
We can have plenty of grievances. Yeah,
I was
there.
Like, you live in California.
Are we talking about at any point, I'm going to mess the guy's name up, Jesse Williams?
No.
Oh, is that the guy from BET Awards?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm very, very annoyed about this whole petition to have him fired thing because white people are stupid and annoy me.
Well, the people that are putting out a petition don't even watch the show because there's too much race mixing going on.
Here's the other thing. I don't care. One way or the other, I don't care whether I think he's right, I think he's wrong. I don't care because he has free speech because this is America and he can say what he likes. And the petition went to his boss and she went,
don't care.
Nope.
Yeah.
Because this is my show and I do what I want.
Good for her.
So take off.
Yeah. And that shows you how stupid the people were. Like, do you not realize that the show is owned by a black woman?
Right.
And like all of their biggest shows on that network are owned by this woman.
But stuff like that where people are saying like, well, if it was a white person that said that, it's like, you don't understand how it's like the whole hetero pride thing.
Oh, my God.
I'm proud to be straight.
I'm proud
it
to be
makes
straight,
me
too.
Annoyed, though.
I think we're all proud to be straight, Jason.
Oh, yeah. I'm a fun-loving straight guy. However.
There's nothing wrong with gay pride, either.
Well, no. There's nothing. I mean, like, but there's a reason for a day.
Yes, absolutely. There absolutely is a reason for it.
Yeah, like, we're throwing a bone. You get a day, but everybody gets pissed off. Well, where's my day? And every day is your day.
And it's like it's almost something that should be a national holiday considering what it's based off of in the history of the day in the first place. So, I mean, let's go back to the roots of it and why it's...
How about this? How about I'm tired of all of these days?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, how about you just go get something done?
Yeah, it's like... Who's coming up with all these days?
People that love parties.
Yeah.
I love a good party.
You know who I blame, Kareem? Martin Luther King Day, because that was the first one we started at it, and then just kept on going from there. Luther King Day and Black History Month, and now everybody wants a day in a month because white a black guy
do you know why? Do you want know why I love days? Because I work for the government, and I get them all off.
Yeah.
That's why.
I understand.
Cesar Chavez, love it.
Yeah, we don't get that one, though.
I do.
Actually, I think that might only be a California.
That is a California holiday.
It is a California holiday, yeah.
Because there were no Mexicans in the fields with me when I was a kid.
That's true.
Me either.
We're not. So you guys had decent 4th of July holidays.
No.
No. You did not?
No.
What did you do?
Mine started out decent and ended in the pooper. Mine, it's been my anniversary, by the way.
Oh.
4th of July.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. So we celebrate our anniversary, and I got some cool little presents.
Okay.
And we did a nice dog walk, and we had a very lovely day. We played cards, and I beat the pants off of Paul, and everything was going great. And then the fireworks started. Oh. And actually, our neighbors do stuff outside before the actual fireworks stuff. Mm-hmm. So they were doing this, like, I'm sorry, I can't explain well, but it was like this pipe bomb looking thing.
Okay. A mortar. It's called a mortar.
With an acetylene torch thing.
Oh.
And they were putting a tennis ball in it and then shooting the tennis ball into the air, and the people were catching the ball.
Okay. White people.
Yes. Super rednecky white people. And every time they would do the torch thing to make the ball go, it would make this horrible, like,
boom.
Boom.
Yeah.
And then our one dog, who's a big baby, would get freaked out. So things started with, like, Paul being very, like, understanding and comforting. There was actually a moment where he's, like, telling the dog, like, I'll never let anything bad happen to you. And it was very sweet. And he's like, you're my best friend. I will always keep you safe. And he was, like, holding his ears at one point so he wouldn't hear it and singing to him. And then all of a sudden something snapped. And Paul decided he was tired of the 4th of July, tired of fireworks, angry with the dog, angry with me, and angry with everybody. And he's screaming at the dog to stop being scared. The dog doesn't understand this word, stop being scared. He doesn't understand English. And Paul just melted down. And so our night ended with everybody going quietly to sleep, and it was awkward.
You know what? Next time, half a Benadryl.
We have tried that. We're going to have to, we're going to go to Xanax.
For Paul or the dog?
Both.
Both.
Well, Mel, it could be worse because in North Carolina, where Kareem's from, these are his people, a Gastonia couple was taken into custody after authorities say the two assaulted each other using pizza rolls.
Yum. I want to be assaulted with pizza rolls. That's sexy.
Brad Scott Beard, who's 24, and his girlfriend Samantha Brooke Knippy, who's 21, were each charged with one count of misdemeanor simple assault and booked into the Gaston County Jail. That's according to arrest reports. The police said the couple got into a fight at about 1 a.m. at their apartment by throwing pizza rolls at each other. Bless you.
Thank you.
It is unclear how the fight started or how many rolls were thrown.
Sorry.
Or the brand of rolls that were used.
Well, there's only one, says Totino's.
Right.
Police say that Beard faces up to 60 days in jail, while his girlfriend faces up to 30 days in jail because men have it so much better.
There's probably Kirkland ones, I'm just saying.
Yeah, there might be. Ugh.
So it could have been worse. It could have totally been worse.
Sounds like a tasty fight.
Right? It sounds like a delicious food fight gone wrong.
Yeah, there's plenty of stoners.
Like anyone who wants to assault me with pizza rolls anytime, I'm down. Yeah. Just make sure they're warm.
Yeah, warm. Not scalding hot in the center.
Yeah. And not frozen. And not frozen.
Well, you don't. That's the other thing. You don't know what state they were in.
True.
It could have been bad times.
Yeah. They were molten hot lead in the center.
Yep.
Oh.
Cheese burns.
Yep. Or if it was rock hard, then that would hurt.
Too. It would, too. meanwhile, big news. The Golden State Warriors have signed Kevin Durant.
Yes.
Which is a big deal if you're one of the bandwagoners.
We'll see.
And not so much a big deal if you are a fan of any other NBA team, because you know that it gives them quite a murderer's row of players, which almost makes up for them choking away the championship to Cleveland.
They're going to lose to Cleveland again next year.
Yeah. I don't think this is much different at all from what.
Meanwhile, on ESPN, they interrupted Wimbledon to have Chris Broussard make a strange statement and Stephen A. Smith to pretty much rip him a new one. Let's take a listen.
LeBron James did in 2010 when he went to Miami. Remember, those Cleveland teams won 66 and 61 games. And I could argue that LeBron's struggles at the end of that Boston series in 2010, they were up 2-1 on Boston. Yeah. He was phenomenal in game three and then struggled the rest of the series, and they lost. And then he went to a guy, Dwayne Wade, who had already won the championship. And with Chris Bosh, so I understand Steve saying they were up 3-1 on Golden State, and they should have won that. But this is similar, Steve, man. This is very similar, I think, to what LeBron did. So I can't rip KD for this.
Well, I'm not ripping him for leaving, first of all. I'm ripping him for the team that he went to. You're going to the team that beat you when you were 48 minutes away on three separate occasions from beating them yourself. It's not that he's leaving Oklahoma City. It's the team that he's going to. And Chris Broussard, you've covered this league too long. I don't know how in God's name you can sit there and say that it's a similar situation to what LeBron experienced
in Cleveland.
I'm asking a question.
All right.
Tell me who was LeBron James' teammates. Who are they?
They were good enough to help him get 66 wins.
I asked you a question. All right. It's a direct question.
He didn't have a Russell Westbrook.
Keep going.
Hold on, Steve. Could they not have beaten Boston?
It's not the same. And not only that, there were more things that were going on in Cleveland on a personal level, which you know just as well as anybody, that influenced LeBron leaving Cleveland, too. What's KD's excuse? Are you kidding me?
I'm not going to sit here and let you guys besmirch Booby Gibson here on SportsCenter.
Okay, I have a question.
I think that went well.
So break this down, though, in regular English terms. So what I'm hearing, knowing very little, I was, of course, rooting for Cleveland because A, I like LeBron, and B, I'm from Ohio.
Yes.
Are they saying he shouldn't go to a team that beat him recently because that's sort of like not like being loyal to, like, they beat you and now you're just giving in and going over there? Or is it a bigger issue?
Okay.
Break it down, Kareem.
Go ahead, Kareem.
In the 80s, 90s, when basketball was really, really good, you had teams who fought their way through adversity to win championships. Michael Jordan could not beat the Detroit Pistons for a long time.
But he didn't, like, go join them but so he could win.
He didn't go, join them so he could win. The Detroit Pistons couldn't beat the Boston Celtics for a long time. Isaiah Thomas didn't leave the Detroit Pistons and go join the Boston Celtics.
Okay, this is what I needed. This is very helpful.
Yeah, you actually pretty much had it.
Yeah.
Yeah, his explanation's better.
Well, as an athlete and as somebody who is competitive, for people from my generation, it's no, you don't do that. You might as well just...
You're loyal to your team.
It's not
and
even
you fight with your team.
Well, and it's not even necessarily your team, but you don't go join the
enemy.
The team that they had on the ropes that they really should have beaten but did not, if he wanted to leave Oklahoma City and go and play in, say, Boston or Cleveland or Miami or Dallas or someplace like that, That's not what they're saying. They're saying, these are the guys that just beat you, and rather than sticking around to try and beat them, you just go over to their side.
That's what I would do.
So, and not only that, but they were, like Stephen A said, they were 48 minutes away from beating them. So they were up 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
The owner for the team just traded, got another guard who's the first legitimate offense and defensive shooting guard that OKC's had, period. So that right there to me was enough to get them over the hump. Just adding that piece by itself.
Well, apparently not to him.
And apparently, you're right. Apparently not to him. But I'm like, it's just.
Well, we're in a league, though, also that has free agency, has had it for how long? So what type of loyalty has it been shown across the board for how many years?
Well, Kareem's not talking about loyalty, though.
But also, he was offered a bunch more money to go to...
No, he wasn't.
Wasn't?
No. Oklahoma City, the team that you're with can pay you more money than anybody.
Did they plan on paying him more?
Mm-hmm.
If he had stayed in Oklahoma City, he could have signed a one-year deal this year and then re-up next year, and he would have made $240 million for a five-year contract.
Yeah, but he wanted to go to a team that's winning.
He didn't leave a team that was losing.
Right. But
he left a team that should have beat Golden State and have been in the finals. That's what he left.
He wanted a sure thing.
Yeah, he wanted a sure thing.
I think what we have here is Grandpa Kareem hasn't kept up with the kids. So,
like my cousin was like, "Oh, he deserves to win a championship." No, there's no deserve in sports. It's not deserved. That means just you earned that.
So,
you don't deserve
to win. So
that's
what they're saying, though, with the comparison, because LeBron went to Miami and everybody said he did that because he wanted to win, and he left his team.
Right, but LeBron's team was really just LeBron and a bunch of...
Because they weren't very good.
Without LeBron, they were essentially a bunch of nobodies who weren't going to win.
And they had a different owner. Didn't they have a different owner?
Well, the owner wouldn't spend any money at that point.
Right, and then he realized that he needed...
Also...
He built the team.
One of LeBron's teammates was sleeping with his mother.
Oh.
Well, there's that.
There's that. That's really
That's straight up out of Ballers season one.
One of his teammates was sleeping with LeBron's mother?
Yeah. Yes.
That's the thing that Stephen A. is alluding to about the personal thing that was going on.
Ew.
Yeah. That was what was going on.
That would make for awkward practices.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Ballers season one. Watch it.
Yep. Yeah. It's true.
So that's why he left.
Fair.
And the Miami team that he went to wasn't. It was a first. It was a team that got through to the playoffs. It wasn't a great team.
Yeah.
Most people didn't know who Chris Bosh was at that point in time.
Exactly.
So it would have been like him joining Dwayne Wade. Now, other players have left in the taste rings when they got older. But you've never had somebody who's like a top five player, a top three player in the league, go join the team that
lost. You're talking to a kid. My dreams, everything as far as that like happening and that, like, it all went out the window in like 1990-91 when they started trading like Maguire and Canseco and got rid of Tony La Russa eventually. I mean, like, when all
those guys started... that's a different sport, right?
Saying though is that, like, when I saw that start happen, like, as far as like, I saw that there's no such thing as loyalty. The only person that I ever looked up to as a sports hero as a kid was Dan Marino, who did stick with his team.
Yeah.
And so I understand that value, but I just think that in the current dynamics of the game, it's just not.
Okay, and then the other thing is LeBron went back to Cleveland to win a championship in Cleveland. Yeah. Oklahoma City hasn't won a championship. So,
well, to be fair, they stole their team from Seattle.
They did steal their team from Seattle.
So screw them.
Yeah, yeah. But
those cow-humping... Yeah. Cowboys.
Who goes to OKC, really?
But
too,
if
you
you're
know?
Gonna be, but if you're, I mean, as an alpha, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, well, it just shows that he's looking to play.
This has been Sports Talk with Grandpa Kareem.
No, that shows that he's that shows that he doesn't have any faith in himself.
It's true. Let's move on now. We mentioned Alex Jones, the libertarian radio host. He was having an otherwise routine critique of Donald Trump's growing ties with establishment Republicans, and then he took a moment to read a passage from Lord of the Rings for some inexplicable reason.
So I never expected Trump charging into a goblin's nest to not get some goblin vomit and slop and blood on him. I just don't want to catch him in bed with a goblin.
What?
But if he's in there rolling around hacking him up and he's got a goblin guide, you know, taking him into the cave... I'm not expecting him to not get dirty.
This is an analogy of Republicans.
I don't want to see him kissing goblins.
Why goblins?
Having political succubus with goblins.
What?
I don't want to see him ingratiating goblins.
Ingratiating goblins.
He said succubus goblins.
So what do we expect him to do?
Like, that's...
He runs for office for the first time ever.
Hold on, 1 second.
Gets the nomination presumptively without spending outside money. And spends 40 plus million of his own. And loses hundreds of millions of TV shows and contract deals and beauty pageant deals and hotel deals. I mean, he has paid a big price. And the guy says he's got $10 billion. That's hotels and assets. The big secret is Donald Trump probably might be able to get a hold of $1 billion cash.
So let me just make this clear. Alex Jones is nuts.
You think?
He's fully nuts. I just love that he just out of nowhere.
Why goblin? Like, why of all the choices?
Well, you know, he probably watched Lord of the Rings recently and just decided that goblins were the thing.
Yeah, oh my God.
You're hanging out with a bunch of orcs.
You're asking me to explain to you why a crazy person made a crazy analogy.
Wow.
He's the guy that was behind the whole, what was the InfoWars and all that stuff?
He's the guy behind InfoWars.com.
Yeah.
If you want to spend a few minutes down the rabbit hole of nonsense, check out InfoWars.
Yeah, and they Zeitgeist. They released that movie Zeitgeist, I think, also, which it's... You like if you're not if you're too open minded and you watch it, you're like, it's really bad. I've had friends that watch it that are just a little.
Oh well, there you go. So, yeah, I love the occasional crazy radio person. He's Rush Limbaugh's an act. This guy's nuts.
Yeah,
there's a difference.
Yeah, this guy's.
He believes it.
And yeah, somehow he enlisted people all over the nation because of his radio show to spray paint InfoWars.com all over the place.
Oh, yeah, a lot of viral marketing. Yeah.
My dad loves Rush Limbaugh.
Of course
he
does.
It's so embarrassing. He writes him letters.
He's in Ohio. He's still in Ohio, right?
He's a ditto head.
That's embarrassing.
Nice. Oh, wow.
Meanwhile, Lin-Manuel Miranda's lyrics have become more popular on Google than the Federalist Papers. A former investment banker named Oliver Rosenberg, one of your people, Mel.
Oh, man. Nuts.
Challenged New York Republican Gerald Nadler to his seat in this campaign season. Now, Rosenberg attempted to stir constituency up, with a rousing quote from Alexander Hamilton at a debate that aired on WYNC. CNN reports that he played himself. As Alexander Hamilton says, "This is not a moment, this is a movement. Foes oppose us, we take an honest stand. We roll like Moses, claiming our promised land. Rise up and vote."
Didn't he wonder about how smooth and rhymey it was?
Apparently not. See, Hamilton did say that in the sense that Miranda completely made it up for the hit Broadway show Hamilton in the song My Shot. And it's possible that Rosenberg is hipper than he seems. I doubt it. And was trying to reach young voters with a timely reference, but it doesn't seem to have worked because he lost.
I love it.
So, yeah, sorry. Quoting Broadway. Ironically enough, quoting Broadway does not get you that far, even in New York.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, Golden State Jason.
Oh, man. That's like some ice from the freezer, you know? So cool.
Kareem?
They're a tool.
Mel?
Oh, I'm on the fence. Well, I tool.
All right. Golden State, you know, Golden State's just doing what they do. They're cool. They don't hate the play. I hate the game.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, nice
and the bandwagoners. Up next in Cool or Tool, Alex Jones. Alex Jones, Kareem.
I'm going to go with cool just because.
That's fine. Mel, what do you think?
I love Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with cool because how often do you get to talk about goblins in the news?
Jason?
Oh, this guy. Sorry, I saw Zeitgeist. And I've also seen the Infowars.com stuff. And
For the viewers at home, Jason just rolled his eyes super hard when he said, this guy.
Man.
He got whiplash in his right socket.
I'll put it this way. I had some guys that came over and worked in the yard, and they had some pretty beat-up tools. So he's like one of their tools. He's that bunch of a tool.
You know what he is, Jason?
He's a dirty tool.
He is a leaf blower. It makes a lot of noise, kind of stinks, and after it's all said and done, it might be okay when you're behind it, but when you're in front of it, all you're getting is eyes full of dust.
Yeah.
Tool. And finally in Cooler Tool, Show Tunes. Show Tunes, Mel.
Hello. I love Show Tunes. So cool. Very cool. Extra cool.
Jason.
Oh, yeah. Cool, without a doubt.
Kareem.
Cool.
No, they're not.
Oh, come on.
No,
you're such a white guy.
You know what? And there's nothing wrong with being a white guy.
Judging you. Judging.
Whatever. Whatever. You can have catchy songs all you like, but if you're walking around singing, rocking around, have a row, everybody.
If you're walking along singing a song.
Yes. Then it's like, if you suddenly randomly break out into song, you really should be committed to some sort of mental institution
so
for
now,
observation.
If your fiancé wanted to go see a show, would you go?
I have been to see Book of Mormon.
Okay, well, that's a wobbler.
Yeah. So I would go to certain ones. I would not go to other ones.
Yeah, Paul won't step foot. I got him to go see Avenue Q because that's another wobbler because it's got bad language.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And that's going to do it for Cool or Tool. Hey, everybody. If you'd like to support the show, but you're like, I don't want to spend any extra money, how do you do that? Well, you do your Amazon shopping through that Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. And I'm going to need you to step up your game. It's been a little sparse lately.
Oh, come on, folks.
Yeah, get yourself something nice for your back to school's coming.
Yeah, you should be using it for that.
Mm-hmm, totally. Yeah. Totally. It's wedding season, wedding gifts, that sort of thing.
Yeah, if you're going to get a gift
Some of us have a wedding coming up in the fall.
I got your save the date.
No, excellent.
It's nice.
Thanks.
But if we hold on a second, if we get this, I guess when you get stuff off registries, you know who does it. Like, if I get you your wedding present from Amazon and do it through the Nate Darling website, you'll see what we got you.
He doesn't care. Then he gets double presents.
I won't know that it's a wedding gift. How would I know?
Like salad spinner? So. That's weird.
Jason got me a $100 bill on Amazon.com. Wow, that was generous. This is what's going on. So either way, do your shopping. Go to NateDarlingShow.com first. Click that Shop Amazon tab and then go nuts. It does not cost you anything extra and it does help support the show. So thanks in advance for your help with that. So there has now been research to confirm, and Christiana, who was here the past couple of weeks, would not, she would just sit there and go, it's not a thing, it's not a thing, it's not a thing. That doesn't make it not a thing. It's not like Rumpelstiltskin. When you say it three times, it either shows up or goes away. Most women prefer having bald pubes. Or no pubes. The age-old question of whether...
Yeah, bald pubes is a funny expression.
Right? That's the headline. The age-old question...
pubes shave their pubes.
of whether women prefer their snatch to be perfectly groomed continues to be a source of intrigue amongst researchers. The latest study... yes, we know.
Oh, the things we spend money to research.
Mm-hmm. Suggests most women, particularly those with access to such luxuries as regular waxes, like to go hairless. Bald pubes, or as the New York Times so elegantly phrases it, female genitalia bereft of hair.
So pretty.
Love the NY Times.
Describing the idea of waxing as if it's foreign, New York Times writes, sometimes called grooming, the practice of shearing off pubic hair, parodied on Saturday Night Live, celebrated as a girl bonding ritual by various Real Housewives, has prompted sexual health experts to ask what motivates women to do it. In short, why do you wax your pubes?
Because they were doing it in porn.
An informative study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Dermatology surveyed a sample group of 3,300 women ages 18 to 65. So they cast a wide net and found that 62.1% of them prefer to have no pubic hair, and many, 59%, do it for pure hygiene reasons, whether through waxing, shaving, or other means. The study's findings concludes that a national representative sample, U.S. women are more likely to groom their pubic hair if they are younger, white, and more educated.
What does hygiene reasons mean?
They just feel that if there's no hair there, it's easier to keep clean and less stinky.
Okay.
Hair does hold odor.
Sure.
They also groom...
Ask any super hairy person.
That's right. Check my armpit. They also groom if their partner prefers them to do so without being based on actual sexual practices. Women in the United States increasingly are grooming their pubic hair for cosmetic purposes, but the trend appears to occur within specific demographic groups of women. Indeed, the feeling of smooth vaginal region is unmatched, but oftentimes a luxury. Notably, 22.4% of the women surveyed also prefer their anal hair removed, even if most don't end up doing much anal play. The study says only 10% engaged in any anal-related sexual activity in the prior year. Now, the motivations for pubic grooming varied. Most women reported doing it for the visuals. A total of 875, that's 31.5%, reported grooming because they believe it makes their genitals more attractive. 587, that's 21%, reported grooming because of partner preference. And when asked about situations for which they groom, women reported sex as the most common reason, no kidding, but also vacation.
Well, you don't want a hairy, you don't want a hairy bush on the bikini line.
I don't have to check my bush on the flight. And another reason, 40% said a healthcare professional visit.
Well, okay, so I used to manage a spa. Mm-hmm. So I used to deal with this commonly.
Booking appointments?
Booking appointments. I had some chick that asked me if I was going to do it, and I was like, yeah, no, I don't think you want me to do that.
You don't know my strength.
I have really mixed feelings about this.
Yes. But
because
pregnant women would come in before they got ready to give birth and do it.
You know, and then when you're in the middle of it, you don't give a fuck what it looks like. Sorry, I said a bad word.
Nicely done, Mel. That's 33:45.
I'm so sorry. You don't give a dang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I knew it would happen once. I apologize. Mm-hmm.
But seriously, when pregnant women would come in right before, or when they thought it was, you know, like right around that time to do it. It was like, who are you doing it for? You doing it for the doctor at that point?
Yeah, you know they're just going to slice that thing open so it'll fly out.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I mean,
Jason.
We do.
Sorry, Jason. I know that's coming for you.
You don't have to have an
Well, not for you,
no.
But...
Yeah.
But, I mean, you do, you know, you don't want to be gross when you go to the doctor. Like, for anybody, you know, everybody's going to bathe every part of their body, whatever part of the body the doctor might be looking at. Yeah. Here's my feelings on this, though. And they're very mixed, because sometimes I think about, like, you have eyelashes to keep stuff out of your eyes. And I kind of think, like, you have pubic hair to protect, like, anything from flying into your
Well, that would be true. That would be true if you didn't wear pants or underpants.
It's protecting.
Yeah. If you're just wearing a skirt and going commando, then, yeah, probably.
And then why is there hair on my nether region then?
Exactly.
There's no reason for it there. Like, it's really...
It could fly in your tiny pee hole.
There's no hair there.
There's no hair along this shaft for the most part.
Yeah. It doesn't go there. It does not go there.
But it protects your butthole to keep stuff from flying up your butthole.
Yeah, is it protecting my back to keep stuff from flying up my back, too? Is that what's happening?
No, for your folks, it was to keep you warm.
Mm, yeah. Yes.
But on the opposite end, it's also like, you know, you have eyelashes and you always get them in your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you have pubic hair, and then, you know, sometimes, you know, you get a stray.
Oh yeah, and you don't want to get a weepy vagina.
Yeah. You know, this is like the worst thing as a guy,
and especially when you're. They have the same issues with that as we do, like when you first shave or you're first growing out your beard.
Oh yeah,
You
got to moisturize.
Yeah, so
you got to moisturize. I have a beard story for you next show. You're going to think less of me.
I know way too much about this stuff.
I still remember a lot. This is a podcast memory because I was grooming.
Yes.
And I use like a beard trimmer.
Sure.
Because I like a very high and tight military cut.
Yeah, a high top fade.
Yes, because I have incredibly sensitive skin, so I don't go bare.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I usually have a guard on it so that it's like not.
Oh yeah, you definitely need that.
And
you don't want to get anything caught in the teeth.
The day before coming here, the guard was not on it, and I buzz cut it so close, and it was so uncomfortable and itchy and weird looking. And I always think of whenever I'm doing it now, I always think of you when I'm Nate Darling, when I am grooming.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Wow, look at that, Nate. That means
two women that think of that.
That's our connection.
If we know anything about our practices, they must happen often.
Yeah, now talk about something else so I can get Mel's vagina out of my head.
Why would you want to?
Yeah.
So there you go. Christiana, it's a thing. So get used to it.
It's a thing.
All right. We're a little bit over, so let's move on and wrap up the show.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
Let's go to the town of Westbrook, Maine, not far from where I went to college for the first year and a half of my college career. A Maine police department insists it's not joking about reports of a large snake seen eating a suspected beaver on a riverbank.
We're still on the same story we were a second ago.
The Westbrook Police Department said in a Facebook post, an officer patrolling the Riverbank Park area spotted the large snake at about 3:30 a.m., eating a large mammal, possibly a beaver. Not joking. A second officer arrived and they both watched it swim across the river to the brown side of the Penobscot River, where it disappeared in the thick underbrush. The Maine Warden Service advised the department that the snake, estimated to be at least 10 feet long, is likely to remain dormant for the next few days while it digests the meal. The department asked the public to keep a lookout for the snake, nicknamed Wessie, and the Penobscot Python by locals.
Wow.
That's
the snake went to the brown side.
It did.
Brown side. Hey, it happens.
Right below the local Subway.
They didn't mean it was an accident.
below the Subway sign, the Subway restaurant in town, they put up, have you seen Wessie the snake?
Oh.
Yeah, so they're on the search. By the way, when winter comes, Wessie's dead anyway, because nothing cold-blooded will survive in the Maine winter.
Oh. He'll go under someone's house and, like, go around their pipes.
Oh, no, he's going to freeze.
Oh.
Or he'll make a really deep burrow.
Yeah. Come on, be positive.
Yeah. I'm positive he's dead in the winter.
Wessie, you got another 3 months.
That's what's going to happen. Sorry.
Winter's coming.
That's right. Much like in Game of Thrones, winter is coming. And it does not...
But then how do they breed? How is he there in the first place? Somebody had to live and make
him. Some hillbilly got a snake.
Yeah, and let him out.
It escaped. Let me end the mystery for you right there.
Oh, well, I'm naive.
That's going to do it for Small Town News. And that's also going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling
Show.
Come
on, man.
What?
I was just getting going.
No, this song, dude.
What? I thought when we were talking.
He plays these songs just to, like, annoy me.
Well, no, it's not to annoy you. I mean, we were talking about ladies and their grooming
smooth
habits.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah, put one and one together.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
It's smooth.
That's going to do it for this episode of the show. Coming back on Friday, where I will tell you about my 4th of July holiday weekend on a houseboat.
I'm on a boat.
Plus, I have a beard story for you.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
And you will probably think less of me for it.
All
impossible.
Right. Thanks, Mel. Hey, if you can, enjoy Santana and Rob Thomas.
Yeah.
This is Smooth on the Nate Darling Show.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.